Welcome back, WNSG Towson Baltimore and WNSG.net. We got jewelry on Radio Row. We're in Super Bowl 50. That's Super Bowl L. I bet Andre Reed doesn't know all of the Roman numerals of all the Super Bowls you participated in. You had some X's and some V's and some I's, right? All that kind of stuff, right?
Four L's in there.
Come on.
People have been killing me all about it, so I got to, you know, I got to, all right.
Well, at least you got a sense of humor.
Yeah, hey, right now, I mean, people would love to be in one of these games.
You know what, Andre Reed? Recently,
yeah.
ESPN came out with the 30 for 30 on those four Buffalo Bills teams. I thought it was so well done. I mean, clearly, you know, Jim Kelly's been in the news the last couple years with his fight.
It was all about him, really, yeah.
But I remember this at the time. I mean, I was 10 years old at that time. I wasn't a Bills fan. I'm a Baltimore guy. But
you were a football fan.
Yeah, and I had a great deal of respect for the Bills, and it's amazing. Those first couple years, I mean, you're thinking, you know, great game against the Giants, you know, lost to Washington. And then eventually, in many people's minds, unfairly, you guys turned into a punchline, and that is ridiculous because you made it to four straight Super Bowls. So I thought the 30 for 30 really did your team's justice, and I like seeing that.
Yeah, and it really depicted really what the town and the team meant to each other. I think after that third, I mean, if you heard Tasker, what he said in that, he said, you know what, after that third or fourth Super Bowl, we played in so many games that, you know, it's not an excuse, but we played in more games in a 10-year span than any team in the history of the league. And we I think we were just physically tired. We got physically tired after, and the Cowboys just were, it's not that they were a better team. Of course, they're going to say they were a better team. But I think after the third one,
they were coming into their own, kind of like how Carolina's coming into their own.
Yeah, we were just so
right
tired,
now, right?
Man. We were physically beat, like physically from all the games and just the cold and all that. We're just a tired football team.
So a couple stories for you. The day that you guys beat the Oakland Raiders, my dear friend Mike Rosigliano, the former cartoonist of the Buffalo Courier Express, got in the car in Baltimore. We drove up to Buffalo to watch you guys just slobber knock Jay Schrader. That was the first one. That was before the Tampa game.
Yeah.
I've been in Baltimore. We've won championships. That stadium in that second half, you guys were literally like 38-0 at halftime or something.
Yeah.
There was just this
40, it was like 41-0.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours of crazy third quarter, fourth quarter. Everyone knew you guys were going to the Super Bowl. That was just
we could have put 60-something on them.
That was a glorious day. And the other part of this is Ted Marchibroda was a dear friend of mine. Obviously, you're here for K Jewelers, I guess, a good time to talk about the K-Gun offense,
the K-Gun,
right?
That's
the
right.
K-Gun offense.
Good segue. I like that.
Hey, man, K-Gun, K Jewelers, every kiss begins with K. We'll sing it later.
I sang it today.
You going to sing it again?
No, but I did sing it to myself
every
in the bathroom.
Every kiss begins with K.
Dude said you were going to sing it with me.
All right, what's the next question? Anyway.
Ted Marchibroda.
Oh, great guy, man.
Now, we lost him 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, I busted out some pictures and shared them of my time with him. It's got to be kind of special for you. I mean, you sat in meetings with Ted, and Ted was very understated, very studious, very serious guy, but old school, like Marv,
right? Yeah, man, he just let us go, man. Let us be ourselves and knew what he had, and Marv knew what we had, and we, at that time, you know, there wasn't too many teams that were pretty stacked like we were. And that's all the way from head to toe. That's all the way top to bottom, man. I mean, we had guys that can start for any team. And it just so happened we happened to be all together, you know, all together during those Super Bowl years. And you know what? We win one of those. Do we get to three more? Probably not.
Really?
I mean, I would say
it was not winning you think that spurred you on to continue?
Of course. Of course. It's like anything in life. You know, you want to right the ship and get it right. And we did the best we could to make it right. And people are going to, you know, bash us and say, well, you played in four and all the other teams. Like, oh, we don't want the Bills in there. They just lose. You know what? You would love to be there. There's a lot of guys that would love to be on that stage that never will be and never will have a chance to be. So in that manner, the way I look at it is, you know, we did something special, but there was a reason why that happened too.
Andrew Reed joining us here from K Jewelers and obviously from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Give me the lowdown. We've tweeted out the picture of the Hall of Fame ring. You know, John Ogden rolls his through Baltimore. Ray will be rolling his through.
His looks
soon
like
enough.
A big wheel, doesn't it? It's really big.
Well, yeah, and the interesting part about it is those cats, like, we all just assume Ray's going to be there 2 years from now, and that's sort of rubber stamped in the same way that Brett Favre. You know, it wasn't easy for you, right? I mean, there, I remember you rolling through this area for a period of time.
Yeah, it wasn't easy for me, period, in anything. I've never been giving something just here. You know, I had this accolade here. I always had to try to prove myself and work.
I guess once you're done, you're not proving anything. Like, you know, once the records are there, then it becomes a popularity contest. Or in your position, you know, being a wide receiver, it was waiting in line.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you got to wait in line.
Just waiting in line.
You got to take your lumps. You got to, you know, you got to. Hey, it's a pecking order, and I said this over here on another radio station that, you know, everybody that's on the ballot, that starts out on the ballot, is potentially a Hall of Famer.
And then it becomes about lobbying among sports writers. And I know a lot of these people.
Of course.
But for you, I mean, you never want to lobby for yourself, but then you get tapped on the shoulder. Did you think it was going to happen? What would your life be like if it didn't happen, I guess?
Well, I think it'd be different. I mean, definitely. I'd be, you know, just like, wow, I, you know, made this kind of impact on the game, and I didn't even get, you know, no accolades for it, you know. And this is the ultimate accolade, of course, because you're at the pinnacle of your sport. I didn't have this ringing jacket in the Boston Canton by myself. I mean, there's, you know, my teammates and family and friends that you know, were there to pat me on the back and hit me in the head too. So it was a process that I had to deal with and I had to come to grips with of why, okay, well, not this year. Hey, Chris Carter had to wait 6 years. Tim Brown had to wait a long time. You know, it was only one, I think one or two Hall of Famers that made it in on the first ballot, and Jerry, and I think Steve Largent made it on his first ballot. But it doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter how long it's been and what you went through and all that kind of stuff.
How's it changed your life?
What's that?
How's it changed your life?
It's not that I wasn't recognized before, but they don't just say, hey, there's Andre Reed, you know, he played for the Bills. There's Andre Reed, he's a Hall of Famer.
Tell me about the ring, because I know you're here for Kay and the Kay Gun.
The Kay Gun, Kay Jewelers. You know, Kay is the official ring of the Hall of Fame now. It's called the Ring of Excellence, and as you can see how excellent it is.
Can I pick this one up? This is the one. Does that come out? Okay, let me see.
Yeah, that's a replica ring. This one here is, as you can see, the color's a little different, and it's a little heavier.
It's got your name on it.
Yes, and that's...
it's got your name on it, too.
No, this is actually... yes, it does.
It does have your name on it.
Yeah, so that's my replica. So when I took my size, they made a replica of it.
Well, this is beautiful, man.
So and they do a great job. They have officially took over the making of the rings, and every inductee, including this year's class, will get their rings in the fall. Every living Hall of Famer in the next 3 years will have this ring.
Tell me about the AFC Championship. You have four of those, right? AFC Championship. Ever wear them? How often do you wear this one?
I wear this one when I have this jacket on or if I'm out of an event.
People want to see it, right?
They want to see that. And it's not that the championships rings don't mean anything. Sometimes I do wear them. And a lot of times, actually, some of them don't even fit my fingers no more for some reason. You know, maybe I don't know, my fingers were different back then or something. But
I'm thinking you jammed a lot of fingers.
I jammed a lot of them,
Jim Kelly probably broke a couple of them, right?
Yeah, jammed a lot of them. But, you know, this thing really has – those have significance, but this has – that individual significance and that fraternity of, you know, what it means.
I got one more to ask you because I was a huge Houston Aller fan.
Allers.
Allers. That was a game.
Love you, Blue. Houston Allers,
well,
number one.
Well, the anniversary of the comeback game. Frank Reich, Maryland guy. We're from Baltimore, right?
That's right.
Frank just got a gig, right? Some thoughts about Frank Reich underappreciated guy.
Underappreciated. You know, a student of the game. And really, when we would have these meetings on Fridays and watch film, you know, Jim really didn't take over those meetings. It was Frank, which is why he's an OC right now. You know, he's an offensive coordinator. He just got hired by Philadelphia. So, and it wasn't like our offense was so complicated like it is now in some offenses. I mean, it was had its own, you know, wrinkles and stuff to it. But I think Frank knew a lot of things, even more than Jim might have known. And... comeback game. He did it in college. He did it in the pros. Underappreciated. Yeah, I mean, maybe you wouldn't say he was one of the greatest comeback backups, but He was a pretty good, darn good one.
A lot of high integrity cats in your the Buffalo Bills of that era.
I
mean,
yeah.
I've gotten to know Bubba Parker over the years, and obviously everything Jim Kelly's been through, Thurman Thomas, and Steve Tasker. My God, Steve comes around and does radio with us all the time.
Yep.
Just high integrity. I guess that's a real tribute, not only to Ralph, but also to Napoleon, right?
Yeah, and I think it was meant to be. And I think, you know, Bills in the Hall of Fame got in last year because of not only what he did with our team, but what he did with Indianapolis. They won a Super Bowl there one year, a couple years ago.
And 18 had a little to do with that.
He had a lot to do with it, yeah. But I think, you know, when that happened for him, I was more happy for him than anybody because he deserved that. And, you know, we all deserve that, but we're not going to, you know, look in the mail and there's going to be a Super Bowl ring in there. But, you know, things happen for reasons, man. And I think the lesson that was learned through all those years is, you know, never to give up and never really count your eggs before they hatch because, hey, you never know what could be in that egg. And, you know, we let no stone unturned, and we crossed every T, dotted every I. And, you know, the perseverance that we had all those four straight years, you know, is a teaching point in just sports itself.
Well, you haven't given up, right?
Oh, never will.
Absolutely. Andre Reed joining us here for K Jewelers. Last, Luke, you got one more thing for us.
It's funny because we talked to so many former players, Pro Football Hall of Famers, the week of the Super Bowl, and we always talk about how the game's changed so much. I mean, it's so much of an emphasis on offense. But
just watch the Pro Bowl. I mean, geez.
Right. But I think back to those.
We did.
Yeah.
We made fun of that yesterday.
I think back to those early 1990s Buffalo Bills teams, the K-Gun. I mean, you guys were so good offensively. And I kind of think that was almost a precursor to a lot of what you see now. I mean, you know, Peyton Manning's done his thing with, you know, operating at the line of scrimmage for so many years. But you know, you guys, in a way, I feel like you were really ahead of your time from an offensive standpoint.
I think so. And everybody uses their package. There's a package in every game plan probably that has something to do with that.
Right.
And I'm not saying, well, the Bills were architects of that, but we ran it better than nobody ever did. And if somebody really brought that kind of offense back, it would be run differently because, first of all, you have to have the right guys that understand what it means, the right quarterback, and, of course, the right offensive coordinator that knows. So we just happen to be in the right place at the right time with all those players. And will it ever be done again? Probably not in that manner.
Rex wins up there. Be a good time for you alums too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I hope so. I think, you know, this year they were 8-8, and they've had, you know, win here or two wins during the season. They could have gotten, you know, maybe a shot in the playoffs. Had a lot of guys hurt during the year, and LaShawn was hurt a couple games. Sammy was hurt. Defense really wasn't the team they were the year before. And the quarterback, you know, Tyrod Taylor was such a surprise. Nobody thought that he would become the starter with EJ, and they had Matt Castle early. But Tyrod did a great job.
It's all that good learning in Baltimore is what it was.
Yeah, yeah. You're right about that.
Absolutely. Okay.
Behind Joe Flacco. So, yeah.
Really nice to meet you, man.
You got it, man. Nice
Andre
to meet
Reed
you.
For K Jewelers here with Hall of Fame rings. You can check it out on our Twitter. We put the picture up. It's too big for my finger, but it fits you just perfectly.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Good looking yellow jacket, man. Where'd you get that?
You can't go to Nordstrom's and get it.
Andre Reed here. We are live at Super Bowl 50. That's Super Bowl L. Don't take that as an affront, Andre Reed. All right. It is Super Bowl L, is what it is. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports.